Hello.
Salut Alex.
Bonjour.
Merci, je suis désolée, they got disconnected. So he called back in to, I wasn't sure if you were going to give him a call back or not, but
No, he said he would call me back, so yeah.
all right, perfect. So here he is. He said he got disconnected, so yeah,
Right, I'll see you
thank
now.
you.
Hello?
Hello. Yep.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, sorry, I can hear you as well.
Perfect.
Yeah, so I disconnected. Believe, yeah, I lost all internet.
I realized as soon as you said I'm gonna disconnect, I'm gonna take start plugging stuff out. As soon as you said that, call was gone.
Yeah, so I have Wi-Fi. This is good news. All right, and now I'm able to get into my firewall. This is also good news. All right. Okay. That. Sorry, I'm just changing some of my DHCP settings. Sorry. Lost Wi-Fi again. But sorry, I'm just trying to see what's going on. Okay. All right, so now on the WAN, I see the public IP, which is great. It's
Perfect.
good news. Now what I think I want to do. Okay, Wi-Fi is up. But now when I go to view my network on the router, it's not popping up on Home Pass. So I'm guessing I don't function out of Home Pass anymore, correct?
I mean, you can still use Home Pass just for general, any, and if you still want to, manage connections on the actual router, like any Wi-Fi connections, like you want to pause devices on there, you can still do that. I mean, it's not going to hinder that access because that is through the software that is on the actual router. It's not going to,
Yeah, I
it's not going to
understand.
be strict. It's not going to be strict because you're adding, your own kind of setup. Some
Yeah.
people don't really use it because they have so much other management tools that they're using that it doesn't make sense for them to use it like I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand. I'm sorry. I'm just working on some stuff because just the way this was configured. Sorry. Network configuring. You would think this stuff is easy.
My thing is, that's the thing about network configuration. There's so many ways to do one type of configuration that even then, like if you don't have the proper knowledge behind it, it can just mess everything up.
Yeah, no, that's kind of the situation that I find myself
Yeah, I mean that's how I
in.
find myself in 90% of the time, but for me it's just like trial and error, until I say,
Yeah.
oh, this is how this works. And
Yeah, of course.
thankfully I've done that enough to kind of memorize what works and what doesn't.
Yeah. So I think that I think most of what is going on has been fixed. I think the only thing that I'm concerned about is that my Home Pass app hasn't refreshed where I can see Let's see what. Say the Wi-Fi is still down. Which is interesting. And I know why my Wi-Fi is down.
It does say that.
No, I have to set up a static route.
Let me see. Yeah, I mean, wait. You have the router plugged into what right now?
It's plugged into the firewall. I think the problem is the DNS. No, the problem is, I know what the problem is. It's that, okay. Copy. Default gateway. Cancel. Right now, it's just because of the way that I have the firewall configured. Internet wasn't working properly because I had it configured in a way that was incorrect. So that I'm on the internet, but it's not getting any speeds. That's something that would not be fixed through you. It's more like a configuration thing on my
end. Because once it gets to the like configuration of the firewall, I can't. Well,
of course.
I shouldn't be able to. I shouldn't be helping with that. Is what I should say. Not that I can't.
No, that I completely understand.
Just because once it comes to management, any management devices, once the configuration comes to that part of the equation, it's really just how it, you know, because I don't want to say anything that might make, you know, because let's say you get hacked, when you accidentally get hacked, I'm held liable for that situation.
I would not want you to be liable for that. Don't get me wrong. I am. I work in IT, so I get that. Or I used to work in IT, so.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I go to school for too. So.
Yeah. No. Completely understand. I think. I should be able to figure this out. I know what the problem is. Oh, so now I'm connected. Hold on. All right. I'm connected to that. What I did. Let's see something. Now, the DNS server. Never mind, I'm not doing it because I think that's Archtop. Yeah. Okay. All right. The Wi-Fi is still not working though. That I don't understand why it's not working.
And what are you using like Meraki or whatever?
Repeat that again.
What firewall are you using? Like, yeah, like
it's
like a brand.
It's a FortiGate. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry. What'd you say?
It's a FortiGate.
This one.
Sorry, I don't know if you heard.
Yeah, no, I heard it. I heard it.
One
So for this particular setup, you might definitely need what's it called? Static IP to set that up. But there is another, I mean, unless you know how to configure with IPv6, that's all the information I can give you past that.
Can you repeat that again?
So, I mean, you can't, like, with this particular setup, the 40 gate firewall setup, there's a way, you know how there's like a user interface that you can access on that firewall?
Yeah, that's where I'm on right now.
So, there should be a way for most of these firewalls to configure that through the IPv6 to bypass our CGNAT, which is our carrier grade network address translation. So that way all your devices can see a public IP. It would be an IPv6 public IP address, but at least it would be something that it can bypass that CGNAT. Otherwise you need a static IP to complete your configuration. Unless there's a way to do it outside of what I know, which there may very well be, I just don't know it.
Yeah, so let me just test something real quick, just to see if I have internet, because I'm connected via Ethernet straight through the, and I'm looking at it's connected. Just going to play a video. And it seems to me, so on Ethernet is working fine. So I've configured it so that my computer is targeting the public WAN that I already have that's
okay.
Given to me.
Yeah.
So I have that because because what the public WAN that you're using and what would be, used on speed test. Let me just do that real quick.